Lupe Valdez last night became the first openly gay and first Latina candidate to win a major party nomination for Texas governor. Democrats chose the longtime Dallas County Sheriff over Houston businessman Andrew White to battle Republican Governor Greg Abbott in November. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
At a victory party in a Dallas restaurant, Valdez's supporters were ecstatic. After a primary that dragged into a runoff, their candidate had made history. Thanking her supporters, Valdez said her victory was a step toward a new Texas.
A stronger and fairer Texas. A tolerant and diverse Texas. A Texas where the everyday person has a voice and a fair shot, just as I did.
Valdez focused her speech on economic issues and recounted her personal story. The child of migrant farm workers, she was the first in her family to go to college. She went on to become the Dallas County Sheriff in 2004, the first woman, first Latina, and first lesbian in that office. She says all Texans should have pathways to success like she did.
But there is no real opportunity without security. The security of food on the table, keeping the job if you're sick, and of course, having our children being able to go to school and return back home.
Yeah. Enthusiasm in the room aside, Valdez told her supporters there's an uphill battle ahead.
Now comes the hard part. Governor Abbott and his special interests and big donors are going to come out swinging, and so are we. Yeah.
As if on cue, Abbott's campaign launched this video attacking Valdez just moments after she clinched victory, pointing to newspaper editorials that said she's weak on policy and playing clips of pundits calling her a bad candidate.
A cannonball will not sink faster than Lupe Valdez.
Even before the runoff ended, Abbott was going after Valdez, attacking her for, among other things, her opposition to Senate Bill 4. That's the law that forces local governments to comply with federal immigration authorities.
Lupe Valdez, too liberal for Texas.
Abbott's a pretty popular incumbent, and he's a Republican in this bright red state. Plus, he's already got a boatload of campaign cash, more than $40 million at last count. Valdez's fundraising has been anemic. To have any hope against Abbott, Valdez will need the votes and the campaign contributions of Democrats who wanted Andrew White to beat her. For his part, Andrew White endorsed her in his concession speech last night.
And in addition to giving her my endorsement, I'm ready to help in any way I can to give Greg Abbott an early retirement party. This is the Democratic Party's year.
At the Valdez victory party, supporter Brandon Vance was upbeat but cautious. He said winning will take a lot of work.
You know, visiting every county, getting out there and meeting the people all across the state, and not just relying on the Latin vote, not just relying on the Black vote. You know, she's going to have to reach out to folks and get them excited, get them fired up.
Dallas County Commissioner Elba Garcia says the real element that could compel her friend Lupe to victory is Valdez herself.
Lupe is a fighter. I think that anyone that knows Lupe Valdez knows that she's the underdog, but she's ready to work it, she's ready to fight. I think that one of the things that Lupe brings to the table is not only her knowledge, her experience, but also her heart.
But it'll take a whole lot more than that for a Democrat to become governor. Texas hasn't elected any Democrat to statewide office since 1994. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.